Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is Rights of People. Before starting our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly, Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel to my grave, which has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. Therefore, whoever continues reciting Salat upon me until the day of judgment, the angel presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says, this person, the son of so and so, has recited Salat upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. How fortunate indeed is the one who recites Salat, that his name along with his father's name is presented in the blessed court of the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This point is also highly faith enlightening, that a blessed angel is appointed to the most sacred grave and has been granted such a great power and ability of hearing even such a soft voice of millions of Salat reciters across the world. Now imagine, when this is the hearing power of one that is appointed to the blessed tomb for carrying out services, then what will be the greatness an eminence of the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Why will he not recognize his true followers, and why would he not help them after listening to their pleas with the permission of Allah azza wa jal? Aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karodo durood. Main qurban is adaye dastgiri par mere aqa, madad ko aa gaye jab bhi pukara ya rasulullah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are two kinds of rights. Number one, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, the rights of people. The rights of Allah Azza wa Jal are obligatory upon us because we are His bondsmen, and Allah Azza wa Jal has created us. He Azza wa Jal is our absolute owner and sustainer. Therefore, obeying Him and following His commandments are obligatory upon us. But why is it essential to fulfill the rights of the people? Answering this question, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, man either lives alone or finds some company, because it's very hard for a human to lead his life without his fellow humans. Therefore, it is compulsory to learn the etiquettes of living together, and there are certain rights of the people who are socially connected with us. It is learned that the fundamental cause behind the rights of people is to live together comfortably in a peaceful atmosphere. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be privileged to listen to Madani pearls regarding the importance of the rights of people. Let's listen to a parable about the importance of the rights of people. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hadi Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Diyamat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has quoted the following parable in his booklet, catastrophic consequences of cruelty. It is narrated that someone dreamt of a deceased person and asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? That is, how did Allah Azza wa Jal deal with you? He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me. My accountability was taken even for that day when I was sitting at a friend's shop whilst I was fasting. At the time of breaking my fast, I picked up a grain of wheat from the sack and broke it and was about to eat it when I realized that the grain was not mine. Therefore, I put it back. Therefore, I was held accountable just for picking and breaking that single grain, and my good deeds were reduced according to the damage of breaking that grain of wheat. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now ponder over the above mentioned narration that if picking and breaking merely a single little grain of wheat that belongs to someone else brings about this great loss after his death, that he had to give his good deeds to that person, then the violation of the fundamental rights of any Muslim and showing carelessness towards them might be a cause of great loss for us. Regretfully, in our society, the rights of one another are severely violated and trampled upon. Expressing deep concern about the miserable situation of our society, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has stated, now things have gone way beyond just breaking a single grain of wheat. Nowadays, people eat their fill without being invited. Even though it is impermissible to sneak into another person's private function. It is stated in a blessed hadith of Abu Dawood, whoever goes without an invitation enters as an intruder and leaves as a thief. Alas, nowadays, in the name of loans, millions are taken. This all looks very easy today, but it will prove very costly on the day of judgment. To those who usurp the loans of people, listen carefully. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has quoted, whoever seizes 3 paisas of a loan of anyone will have to give 700 congregational salahs as compensation on the day of judgment. Yes, it is true. Whoever seizes anyone's loan is cruel and an oppressor, and he is actually in a great loss. It is understood that one who dishonestly takes another's money is cruel and he is actually causing great harm to himself. In his hadith collection, Tabarani, Sayyidina Sulaiman Tabarani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, has reported the meaning of the statement of the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is, good deeds of the oppressor will be given to the oppressed and the sins of the oppressed will be given to the oppressor. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has narrated in Kimya'i Sa'adat, for one who takes a debt and honestly intends to pay it back, Allah Azza wa Jal appoints some angels to protect him and they make dua for his debt to be paid back. Anyone who takes a loan and despite being able to pay it back, he delays the payment without the creditor's consent, then delaying it for even a moment is a sin and the borrower will be considered cruel and oppressive. Whether he is observing a fast or sleeping, sins will continue to be recorded in his account and he would be continuously under the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is such a sin which remains afflicting a person even when he is asleep. If he can pay off the debt by selling his belongings, he is bound to do so. Otherwise, he will be a sinner. When paying off the debt, if he gives the creditor something which he does not like, even then he will be a sinner and he is blameworthy until the creditor forgives him, because this is a major sin, but people consider it something ordinary or insignificant. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki Ali Rahmatullahi Qawi has stated in Qutul Qulub, most of the people will be thrown into hell due to the sins of others, not due to their own sins, which will be transferred into their account due to violation of human rights. Similarly, a great number of people will enter Jannah not due to their own good deeds. Upon receiving the good deeds of others, it is obvious that those whose feelings were hurt, the rights were violated in this world, will be getting the good deeds of others. Therefore, those who are oppressed will be benefited on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the matter regarding the rights of people is extremely sensitive. We should always be cautious about this. If we happen to violate any Muslim's right, intentionally or unintentionally, we should immediately seek pardon from that person. The rights of Allah Azza wa Jal could be forgiven through sincere repentance, but the rights of people will only be forgiven with making sincere repentance and also by asking forgiveness from that person whose rights we had violated. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, they said, no matter what kind of right it is not forgiven unless that person himself forgives. Regarding the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is obvious that there could be no one else other than Allah Azza wa Jal who can forgive. It is stated in the glorious Quran. And who will forgive sins except Allah Azza wa Jal? And for the rights of people, Allah Azza wa Jal has applied this law that there is no forgiveness until that person himself forgives others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is of great importance to fulfill the rights of people, and showing negligence in this regard is a cause of great loss in this world and in the hereafter. The great religion of Islam strongly motivates us to fulfill the rights of people. Whether it is a king or a minister, rich or poor, master or slave, all have been made to stand in one row, and if the rights of any Muslim have been proved over any other Muslim, it has also been commanded to fulfill his rights. But alas, today heedlessness has prevailed everywhere. The majority of the Muslims look oblivious and heedless of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Trampling on the rights of the people has also become increasingly widespread in our society. Many Muslims, without any fear of the consequences, are violating the rights of other Muslims by committing crimes such as inflicting cruelty, stealing mobiles, etc., demanding a ransom by threatening occupying others' property, seizing loans, stealing, robbing, killing, etc., even through trampling the rights of Muslims, exploiting them or hurting them, are haram acts which lead one to hell. About hurting Muslims without any reason, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Translation of Quran, Kanzu Iman. Indeed, those who caused hurt to Muslim men and Muslim women and then did not repent, for them is the punishment of hell and for them is the punishment of fire. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard the promise of punishment of the hellfire for the sins of violating the rights of the Muslims, for the acts of cruelty against them, and for hurting them unnecessarily? Therefore, be very cautious and prevent yourselves from threatening Muslims, hurting them and frightening them, and seizing their rights, causing injustice, humiliating and insulting someone in public, speaking ill of others, physically or verbally abusing them, forcibly taking what belongs to others, etc., are all in fact acts of cruelty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the blessed Ahadith, the importance of the rights of people have been mentioned at many places. Let's listen blessed sayings of the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, and his blood. It is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Number two, whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he ask the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment, because neither any dirham nor dinar will be there in the day of judgment. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away, equal to the violation of rights, and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred to the account of the violator. Hadith number 3. You people will have to restore the rights to the sufferers. Even the horned goat will be avenged for the hornless goat. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard 3 blessed ahadith. The last mentioned blessed ahadith explains that if you did not fulfill the rights of the people in this world, then you will have to do so in the day of judgment on every condition. Here in this world, it can be done through monetary funds, but in the hereafter, one will compensate with his deeds. Therefore, it is better to pay in this world, otherwise one will have to repent. It is stated in Mir'at Shar'a Mishkat, though animals are not bound to follow Shar'i law and rules, but they will also fulfill the rights of one another. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, every Muslim should behave gracefully towards the poor and weak, along with helping them in every difficult time. If possible, their expenses should also be seen to, and they should be treated with affection and love. It is quoted that the noblest Prophet ﷺ would make a dua in this way: O Allah Azza wa Jal, keep me alive as a miskeen, make me leave this life as a miskeen, and resurrect me amongst those who are miskeen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by fulfilling the rights of people, one attains lots of advantages in this world and the hereafter. And in not doing so, this could be a cause of serious harm. Whereas by fulfilling these rights, one gets peace of heart and mind, and thus he is saved from many diseases. By fulfilling the rights of people, everyone receives his right. Thus, peace and harmony is spread in the society, and it eliminates quarrels and unrest. The man who fulfills the rights of people, his respect and honor increases amongst them. Love and affection amongst people develops by fulfilling the rights of one another, which strengthens relations. By fulfilling the rights of people, one is saved from the sin of violating the rights of people. By fulfilling the rights of people, one receives salvation from the punishments of violating their rights. The greatest advantage of fulfilling the rights of people is that one attains the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode we have heard that fulfilling the rights of the people is a source of attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and violating their rights is a cause of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Violating the rights of people can not only lead one to hell, but also the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal can seize him. If the rights of the people are not fulfilled in this world, then one will have to fulfill them on the day of judgment. We should take special care about the rights of those people who are our subordinates, such as our employees, younger siblings, etc., because the rights of such people are generally violated. For fulfilling the rights of the people properly, it is necessary to seek knowledge in this regard. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, spend your life fulfilling the rights of people, especially your subordinates, and spend a virtuous life full of following the Sunnah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.